The property investor, first of all, I want to tell you we really appreciate the fact that the risks you take when you buy investment properties, obviously your goal is to buy low, pump it full of money, capital improvements, things like that, and then sell for a reasonable profit. And we agree that's a great business plan. You're a great source of listings for us when we have a buyer that's a match, where again we could sell it as in a private sale without you ever having to list the property. As an investor myself, our goal was often to find the buyer before we pumped it full of money, who can agree to a sale price. If we can find that, if we know about your property before you pumped it full of money, redid the kitchens and things like that, we have a buyer that's a match. And again, I personally done it. That may not be your business model, but if you have rehabbed it, then we still are looking for properties before anybody else knows. You don't have to list it with a realtor. Excelsior Buyer Services and Relocation, again, said it before, we're flat out, we're a buyer's magnet. They know we find off-market properties. We show homes in the MLS, of course. However, there's plenty of times we just can't find a buyer, a match for them. For what it's worth, if the buyer doesn't find what they like from the MLS, oftentimes they just don't move. That's not when we're not in the business of not moving. We're trying to help people with more choices. We found that Standby Network, which we hope that you would be receptive to as an investor, that the Standby Network, we about 30% of our sales, our exposure really for buyers comes from the Standby Network. We find off-market properties, sellers that are receptive. And what I love about the rehab property is everything's done over again, and oftentimes they're better products than some of the resale homes because you pumped it full of money in the past 3 weeks, and so many from the roof to the windows to kitchens and baths and the flooring and the lights and all the neutral colors and the landscaping. It's amazing oftentimes what you do, so we appreciate it. If you would be receptive, we just have to preview the property if you're an investor. And our brokerage fee is 2.25. It's not the 6-7% stuff or whatever that's out there. As an investor myself, I had a company for years. This goes back probably 15 years, called CIA. I know it's kind of a clever name there, but CIA stood for Coaching Investors and Agents. And we're pretty good analysts. And if you have a property that you're purchasing, we were happy to. We look at about 7 or 8 economic indicators, and to tell you what the acquisition price should be, you've got to make the decision on the capital improvements, and then what the departure price is. Acquisition, we can help what it should be, and then departure price when you go to sell the property. If that would be a benefit to you, I used to teach at the University of Missouri, St. Louis, as an adjunct instructor. I've been a member of the Center for Financial Education, and while I'm a realtor, we're analysts, and so at Fox Financial Realty and Relocation, that's the other or their brand that we have that does list properties. We're analysts there as well as Excelsior Buyer Services, and again, I've been there, done that, and I really appreciate it. My only request of you as an investor, if you're listening to this audio, is can we have a shot before you put that house on the market to show our buyers? We have so many buyers that just come to the Standby Network, to our agent team to say, what do you have that's off market? What can you find for me? Because I'm not finding it, says the buyer, through the multiple listing data feed. I didn't find it on Zillow, on any buy owners they didn't like. So, we've got so many different sources, and you're probably one of the best sources we find because you just keep buying properties and you keep pumping them full of money. So long story short, we hope to have a buyer that's a match. Our brokerage fee is just 2.25, and oftentimes our buyer might see your property before you pumped it full of money, and then we pre-negotiate a sale price, and you're kind of done at that point. All right, thanks for listening.